Speedy Cafe Tea and Hot Chocolate. Those are the hot drinks that you serve, so get set. Hot cups come in two sizes, small and large, you fill high as the need arises. Coffee's holding time is 30 minutes, that's so long. It can stay there before it starts to taste too strong. Hot, hot, careful when you pour it. Hold it steady upon the counter, let it sit. Pour it in until the coffee reaches the line. Pop a top on it, get a lid every time. Wendy's coffee tastes so fine. Hot drinks really get you going, warms you up when you feel you're slowing. Wendy's, we always serve it right away. Have a smile and have a nice day. Next is the cafe brew, it's just like coffee. Use the orange pot, it makes it easier to see. But if you're using the packets in your store, put it in the small cup and furthermore, add hot water up to the line and stir it in. Put a lid on and serve it on a tray again. Get a small cup when you're ready for hot tea. Fill with hot water, it's easy as can be. Put the lid on and set the tea bag on the top. If they want lemon, it's very nice. Don't think twice, give the guests a juicy slice. Hot drinks really get you going, warms you up when you feel you're slowing. Wendy's, we always serve it right away. Add a smile and have a nice day. Grab a small cup when you're making hot cocoa. Pour the packet and then you add your H2O. A clean spoon and stir it till it's all mixed up. Toss the spoon out and put the lid on the cup. Things are really looking up. Hot drinks really get you going, warms you up when you feel you're slowing. Wendy's, we always serve it right away. And a smile and have a nice day.
Gone past 7 p.m. It must mean it's Brady Redux. Lots to talk about this week, but for now, here's Grand Metropolis from Sonic Heroes. Enjoy. We'll be right back. Sonic doesn't understand when I'm counting in. I wasn't waving my fingers about your face for a reason.
Sorry, I have to be part of the sleeve.
You have to be part of the sleeve, okay. I am your host, RJ UK. Joining me once more from the depths of sleep. He says yawning. And making weird penguin noises from the kitchen somewhere is my very nice wife, Miss Echo Hawk. I can't say Miss. What? No, I'm from a factual point of view, because you're not a Miss, you're a Mrs. So to say Miss Echo Hawk is kind of inaccurate. I wasn't insinuating anything else. Anyway, she's here. She's gone again. So, like the proverbial fan, you're wotting? Drifting?
Jerking.
I'm jerking. It gets worse the closer you are, apparently. But yeah, we're here. The music we listened to was Grand Metropolis, and delicately in the background now, which is far too loud. I know, fixed it. Couldn't even bother whinging. It's Caverns of Hope. I even bothered to ask, I just saw the volume. Music's still loud. See, I did before you whinged. Anyway. Yeah, lots of stuff going on tonight. SD says the cost of the marriage license wasn't really worth it if you're going to call him Miss Echo Hawk. Yeah, that's about right. But yes, a little bit late in starting. Not as late if you're on Radio Sega. Because all those people complaining that it wasn't for so long. Well, I'll give you a clue. Radio Sega was going about 3 minutes before SSR was. So that's your own fault. SSR. That's your own fault. Speaking of SSR, I hear on the grapevine that Fast Feet, who normally follows us on Radio Sega, is going to be doing a dual cast and going to be on SSR as well. Apparently, he'll never catch on. This broadcasting Radio Sega and SSR. It's never been done, surely.
It's very cliche now.
Very cliche. I don't know, you start something and then everyone goes like... I'm waiting for when the Sonic Hour becomes, you know, the flagship show of Radio Sega. You remember the Sonic Hour? There was two dudes on it, wasn't there?
I actually can't remember.
They can't remember. They can't remember, and they did it. So, what did happen to that? Did it officially end? Did it officially end that series, or did it? Well, did it once again just like disappear?
I think it disappeared.
It just disappeared again. Traditionally, I don't know. Normally there's like this massive. Massive hardware failure, which then signifies the end. Except says you need gargantuan bandwidth to be able to accomplish dual cast, surely. I'm guessing. If we don't, then we're doing something.
This
is gay. Oh no, that's. Sounds like back in the day with Sonic Rex uploading everything to 56k. Including the early Radio Redux shows. And they timed out after 2 hours. Oh, those were the days. But yeah. The Sonic Hour, I remember that. It was groundbreaking, earth shattering. Franchise changing, all those things. Actually, maybe we should launch a competition. Like, have you seen the people who used to do that show? If you can hunt them down, we'll give you a prize, which is a chance to listen to Tea Time in their slot, which is about 8 billion times the big show. But yeah, right at the beginning there, we had some hot drinks. Hot drinks courtesy of the Wendy's burger chain in America from about 1983.
1990.
Was it 1990 in
here?
Wow.
That one was.
God's sake. Spooning, yeah. Turbo clocked that it was thanks to Spooning. And the Spooning thing. So. But yeah, that was pretty cool. So okay, I'll be back for Project 24. So it's Chris. I'll tell you what, if you think it is going to be back for it, I've got a couple of bridges you might be interested in. Oh, but you'll say that it is, but surely the artists who did that, no one knows where they are, so it could be anywhere. Estratica says, feel sorry for me. We'll go do that then. Vija says. Vija says many things.
He says many things.
Many things, most of which revolve around Vija. But we have, in no particular order, and this is confusing. We'll do Radio Sega first because hey, we were on there first. I'm guessing it's. I would say Zebra, but I suppose Zebra.
Zebra.
Zebra or Zebra, depending upon your nationality. You know, but Yumi, Tricky, the Joiner. I think maybe Yumi is one of those people that's lost half their name, like SJ. I'm just wondering if that's Umiguri, but there's been some terrible accidents. I mean, terrible accidents, lost half the letters of their name and it's all been jumbled up. Trekkie the Joiner, T-Bird, who's on the SSR, no you're not, you lying bastard. Sonic Mark is here. Salute you, sir. SJ still cradling that pipeline as if his life depended on it. Silver Sonic, Shadid, M-Tails, Miles Prower, Mihabi Nami, guest 66,685, Jump Bay has gone napping. Good for you, I suppose. Fast beats on this phone mix. No, you're not! You're lying! Empires, I think Nato's got bird flu.
Sounds really bad.
So I think it's flu and he's accusing it of being bird flu because he's an eagle. Mm. He's not a flag-a-thoring eagle though, is he? Spear! Dead bird! D'Artagnan! That's Blake in tears now of laughter. D'Artagnan, Cup Crusher, Captain Cloud Chaser, Pipeline Milo. Now, I don't know if that means Captain Cloud Chaser is... What's being involved in Milo there? Is it and Milo? Is it partnership with Milo? Your activity is Milo? I'm not sure. Looks like an SSR to sent to AUK. What's going on SSR? Yeah. Blitzchris. Blitzchris, AUK, really gets you going. Underscore Spondy, Resident SD, Trigon, Gavi. The gaffer is here. MTEL says, where's Gonic? I don't know.
It's gone.
Huge lineup tonight, says Blitzchris. Voice, and this is the other Sonic Stadium, you've got Voice, VJ, and Earthart, who are on, in the same place on two separate computers, that must mean.
They had to stop their merger, though.
Yeah, it was a merger for 1 week, and now they've been divorced. And we've got the Mighty Turbo, who deserves more radio-based credit, I feel. Then Trigon Trekkie, that bird person. Incidentally, bird person. Earthart was saying that T was attacked or something. We heard from somebody who might have had to do with the Sonic Hour, but T was one of the more recent people to have the terror that is TSSZ sound off on them. I'm not sure if that's true or not. I'll be interested to find out if it is. And you've got Strong Bad, Spin, Sonic Mark, Sonic AD, Silver Sonic, Shadid, Shadow Fox 04 is doing TF2 Tawny. That's foolish. Resonance D, M-Tails, Miles Pride, Navi Nani, Locast, Johnny, who's on the Sonic Hour. You make a darn better presenter. We've got a different guest here. This is guest, oh, Hogfather's in as well. Guest, right nick of time there, Hogfather. Nice one. Guest 17926, Gabby again, Fast Feet, Farmer, who is on an alchemist or is being an alchemist. We're not quite sure. Yeah, so if T-Bob was mentioned on TSSZ, can you kind of tell me what was going on there? We'll be talking about them later. Believe it or not, because there's been stuff going on. Joyce changed over to the Sonic Hour deceased. have we overtaken them yet on episodes? We surely must have done. We're not going to overtake Turbo Drive Live anytime soon. But unless we do one like every day for the rest of the year, we're not going to take over Turbo Drive Live. That Resident SD just said maybe the count of your millions of episodes of TDL. Millions? As if you don't sell the man short, Resident SD. Extraticus. I think of that, I still got bird flu in this one as well. That'll probably catch you. Wait, I expect Extraticus to start feeling kind of ill. D'Artagnan, CD-ROM 1019. B-Man Logger. B-Man. Unsworth Spondy, MK, Blitz Chris, and Chambot, who, as you know, actually is the co-host on many Resident Evil 6 radio, like daily, that could work. Yeah, and guess who'd have to do it daily? Yeah, let's make it worse for AUK. You have to do a podcast every day.
At various times of the day.
I'll do a 30-minute live lunchtime bulletin from Sega every day. How about that? James says my show is the equivalent of Three Stooges syndrome. There is too many episodes trying to get out of onto the internet.
Oh, why is going?
Yeah, Chambot's well known to do all them. MTL says that's impossible.
Speaking of Three Stooges, where's our third Stooge?
Our third Stooge? Yeah. What, Pat Patterson?
Pat Patterson?
Where's Echo. Echoangelus? I don't know if she got. Is it Echo UK now?
Probably.
I suppose. Hello to Greenhouse. Yeah, but there was lots of stuff going on today. There was like drama. Dun dun dun. Drama. There was drama when TSSZ went down. It was down, man. Yeah, and frankly, no one ever saw this coming, but. But TSSZ went down. I woke up one day and then found that the entirety of TSSZ had been replaced by a image with a sort slightly taunting slogan, if you know Mr. Brenton's history, slightly taunting slogan underneath it. That's very personal. Now, like I said, this you could have seen this coming a mile off, frankly. And I must say, when I did see it, I was actually very disappointed. I did voice this. Hello. Someone's back. Basically, yeah, I mean, TSS are going down, wasn't cool. As I did say, regardless of whether or not you like TSSZ, or as probably the majority of you are, you don't like TSSZ, them going down, all that, really was not cool. Because it did look like, for a time, that the entire thing was wiped, and that's never good, regardless. If we like him or not, it's still Christian does put in a load of work. It may be wrong. It may be wrong, you know, sometimes, 50% of the time, 70% of the time, 65% of the time. We'll have a poll on it. But regardless of what you think, you know, still is hard work, and you know, wiping out was obviously not cool. Then it came back on Wednesday, I think, maybe. Wednesday, Thursday, immediately accused Retro of doing it. There was going to be legal action and stuff. Which actually, the fact that he was going, I'm going to involve legal action on this, I thought was hilarious, actually, considering. Considering who was coming out with it, that was quite funny. But he's accused Retro of doing it. I mean, it did come after a sort of Retro bashing article. But then again, how is that different to any other week? It's in a bit of a position where Retro can't say, oh, we don't do it. We didn't do it. Because then TSSZ hasn't had a new story to use and go on about. And if they don't say anything, then they're just equally presumed guilty. So they've turned down that they've chosen the lesser of the two evils, if you like, and decided not to say anything. Although they've said that they didn't do it, sort of privately, and not done anything publicly, come out and say anything, and then lost not giving them the story. Thank you for that, honey. That wasn't really a pat, that was sort of a whack. That was a slap around the back of the head, thank you. So that's the situation. Then for some reason, in his wisdom, Tristan then decides to have another go at Shadza, who, as many of you know, suffers from ME. And this was the thing, because it was the article about Retro. Accusing Retro of doing it. This was after Tweaker came on in the comments and said about how, you know, perhaps you should see this as a bit of a sign that you're being a bit of a douchebag, and that there are maybe some consequences. You know, why are you then coming out and being ultra douchebaggy again, as opposed to like going, oh well, you know. That's, you know, perhaps I should have a bit of think about this, why you're coming. So he responds to that by being an utter douchebag and basically having a go at Dale's NE again, and again stating that he doesn't believe laziness is an illness, which just means that he's
not
he's not learned, and he's you know, again still very ill informed on this.
Please make sure. Yeah.
Anyone who has seen Dale will know full well that the guy suffers a hell of a lot, and you know. But that was the thing. It was a snidey off the cuff insult, basically. There was no point in it because it was a thing about Retro, and right in the middle of it, he decides to have a go at Dale, and nothing had been even said on Stadium or even the SMB, to my knowledge, about the situation from Bale. There's no commentary on it at all anywhere, and he decides to have a sell-off. So he completely lost all my sympathy there. I've been quite sympathetic, but as soon as he sort of heard that, it was just like,
The evolutionary left, would you say he's basically the animal that touched the electric fence? And instead of walking away and not touching it again, he's thrusted himself upon it.
I'd say he urinated against the electric fence. He's entitled to his opinions, but there's
the difference between opinions and just being an utter
fool. Anyway, so that was that. I was glad that TSSZ were able to get back on their feet relatively quickly. That there was a backup. Stuff like that. I'm glad stuff. There was only like a couple of things lost, which was easily replaced. And I was glad about that. I wasn't particularly glad about the immediate snipe hook Bale again. That's just immediate of all the loss of everything. But the sympathy from everywhere else in the fan base was absolutely deafening. It was so deafening you could hear it in the hidden block. So, yeah, situation resolved now, although I suspect the retro accusation will thunder on. That's enough of that.
Yes. Master controller. No.
Your screwdriver. Stop playing the screwdriver, kiddies. Give it here. One farther. Alright. What else happened this week? In the news. Oh, not much.
No.
Oh, you've got. No, you had something happened to you. don't say trial. The people who are Radio Sega will get like crazy. Start going, oh, trial. Trial 2. I don't know, that's an impression of one. I don't know, something. You've been busy doing stuff. Tell the folks.
Well, basically, I'm now part-time employed.
Yay! Part-time employed. Which is good. I don't have to pay for everything! This is wonderful. I don't have to pay for everything. I can turn around to him and go, you pay for it! It's wonderful.
Knock out the door, though.
Wonderful. Oh, God. So I can start making some money. I can start having some money. This would be lovely. Next. So that's you sorted. Next. It's.
Where is he going? What's this boy says? What's this boy says?
French. Economics. This is your horse, you know, without the cashier's thing on. It's going through notes of its hooves. Oh well.
Doctor!
Right. Come on, doctor. Raiden's D says the two forbidden words of Radio Sega are trial and drill. What? Drill?
Drill!
I mean, I was jinxing about that version. Like, I sort of hope that he would send me the drill music. Because I can't find the drill music. Well, I really there goes all of you on the drill music as well. So what are you gonna do? Like I said. But yeah, you'll get to use. Blake has a job. Which is good. What else happened? I've been busy working, trying to sort out cutscenes, basically. Sorry, colours. So I'm currently in the process of trying to sort out some of those for some exclusives. Intel says maybe trout slapping begin. But yeah, we're sort of working on those. Yeah. Well, this is the thing, because normally when I requested months back, bloody months back, that we could have some cutscenes, exclusives and stuff. Cool. Apparently the video capturing suite is too busy at the moment to actually accommodate that. So, okay. And I got kind of fed up in the end, because it was like, can I somebody do them? No. Can anyone do them? I was like, no. Fine, I'll get my own capturing stuff with blackjack and hookers. In fact, forget the capturing. But, anyway, so I've bought this Dazzle, basically, and I've done it myself. So I've just got to go and see about whether or not the quality is okay for SOJ, and then who knows, you might be getting some cutscenes soon. Some of the colours would be pretty cool. Pretty damn cool. I'd say some more about bless you.
Yeah.
I'd say some more about Tails at this point, but everyone gets upset if I just mention Tails. But it's like, oh, you've ruined Tails! Everyone tells this proved it's all wrong. You've not seen it yet. You've not seen it yet. Oh, it's wrong. Great. We had Oh, hello. Ooh, get. Accept! No, you can't go there.
Press the file icon.
Press the folder. There we go. Where did this come from?
Gabby.
Oh, awesome. Gabby has got the drill stuff. Somebody caused it. That's really for somebody who caused it. But yeah, we'll have that in a minute, maybe, if that's the case. If we've got it. Well, Tails, how dare you mention Tails? Okay, thank you, Gabby. Which is a damn cap card that was all composed. That was what happened to Dazzle. Oh, I don't know how it works. I just put it into a video file. It looks nice. But yeah, nobody must ever mention Tails, because otherwise people get upset. Because you broke Tails. So what would happen if Tails was then able to walk up on like up a mild slope? So that'd be like the physics is broken and Tails is broken. So that'd be like broken, it'd be like something broken squared. People would actually explode with anger. That's what I need to think. Hang on a minute, I'll get to the blimmin' drill. Where is it? I've lost it. I think this is it. Right. No! It's all going wrong! Wait, when did it ever go right? actually, when you know it says Jinsunoe, it's actually wrong. It's sound directory. So you tagged it wrong, Gabby. Anyway, did somebody say drill? Get your glow sticks out.
Yeah,
gold forever, couldn't it? What is
Correct.
It? Dun, dun, dun. So whoever did that, well done. Okay. You have my applause on that. Actually, there's a really awesome thing you could do. I'll see if I can get this right. Hang on. Right. Yeah. Okay. We're gonna see if this works. Which is, I'll do this. And then do... Hang on.
He's got a massive wrench! Get out of his way!
Oh, it failed. But
he's got a massive wrench.
He's got a massive... it needs to be done right. Hang on a minute. Yeah, it's yeah.
He's got a massive wrench. Get out of his
way. It didn't work again. We'll sort it out. He's got a massive drill. Makes sense in my world. Anyway. Enough drilling. Sounds like a dentist in here. We had a discussion earlier about Batman being a dentist. which was awesome. I've done unsuitable jobs for Batman, because I'm playing for Arkham Asylum at the moment, and I've just sort of finished it. I'm coming up to the end of the Riddler trophies, so... I think I've only got like 3 or 4 left, because Batman's now triangulated the position of where the Riddler is. He's found his address. So there must only be a few left. Most of which involve the bloody Joker teeth. Hidden in places. Hiding in places! No, they don't come up on the map either, which is bloody useful. But then again, that makes sense in a way, because the Riddler didn't put... The one that was like, it was unsuitable jobs for Batman, and we had
psychiatrist,
which is, you know, kind of obvious. It's like, so if you're gonna do it Bale style,
where do you think your problems began?
Well, I think my problems began with my parents.
My parents are dead!
but we're talking about me. My parents are dead. Yeah, okay. It's a complete. Like airline pilot's no good either, actually, is it?
We're now approaching Gotham City. However, we need to take a slight detour. There seems to be these poison balloons in the street.
We need to go catch them.
We're sorry for the delay this will cause to your journey. Everybody hold on, I need to get this in front of the moon so I can get a signature shot.
Pulling back, I was like, ah! You're pulling backwards into the rear of the plane. What a job. If you've got any
unsuitable
jobs for Batman, place them in the PM them to us and PM them to me, and we'll see if we can.
It would make sense.
I'm the one there, yeah. Oh, I don't know. Should I?
No.
There's. And then. Then our switchboard lights up. Even Phil likes the massive drill. I think Batman as a dentist would be awful. I like how everyone sized it was Unts now. That's the official spelling of the noise that follows. The bass noise is unce. U-N-C-E. Unce, unce, unce.
Ah! Christ, there she is. She's snuck up.
Like a white bear.
Like a white bear. She's Catwoman.
That made two Satans.
The devil.
The devil superhero. Oh wait, no, that's terrible. Batman has a drill in his utility belt. Is that Batman has a drill in his utility belt? It says Johnny. Yeah, no, that's just rumor. that's just a rumor. Drill ray? No, it's wisp ray. Shadid, it's wisp ray. I like his umps. that makes me smile for some reason. Just create new sound effects for those two. I need to get sound effects for like drill, laser, and spike, and all the other ones. I need to get those. This is, and I thought slick fanfics are bad. Bad fanfics are worse. God, that's worrying. Poison Ivy X Polly Bush. Surely the most obvious one is Two-Face X Two-Face, because it's... That was what I was hinting. That was what I was hinting at, but wasn't going to say.
Captain Obvious.
Yeah. When did you...
Get more unsuitable jobs for Batman.
Eric's
lining up. PM them to me. Just double click on AUK. Really get you going. And then gives you unsuitable jobs for Batman. V just says, as a Tails fan, I can say that Tails has not been ruined. As a Tails fan, you're right. But then again, you've kind of seen seen a little bit. As is apparently everyone who was at the London meet the other day, they saw some videos that somebody had taken and they were on their laptop. So that was interesting to find that out. interesting. B-Man says, sad thing about colours is no matter how good it is 5 years from now, popular opinion will be that it sucked. Well, I think the opinion will be 5 years from now, that sucked as well. Because that's just the general thing. People now think that SA1 and SA2 suck, this says B-Man. Yeah, that's partly because the graphics dated so much. Actually, this is one of the things that I would like to point out. There's been no way on earth, has Sonic Adventure 2 been announced. However, when they do announce it, and I'm hoping against hope that they do this, because I would like it, can people not complain when they find out that the DLC boots it up to Sonic Adventure 2 Battle? Because that will very obviously be what will occur. If they do it, I'm guessing the exact same thing will occur as what happened with Adventure, because with Adventure the DLC boosted it up to DX. What will happen, I would imagine, with SA2, if it happens, is pretty much the same. You'll get what you were given in the Dreamcast, you get the Dreamcast released, and then you'll get the DLC to boost it up to have the Adventure 2 battle stuff. However, when that actually occurs, can people not act like this is some sort of, well, not terrible thing, but like it was a massive shock and disaster? I'm just saying at this point. Okay? Everyone's trying to find laser and spike sounds now. Why? I don't quite understand. Nobody bar me has mentioned the fact that you can use Cube more than one time. Once you've started it, you can use Cube again and again and again, and it flicks it. And no one's really mentioned that except me. I don't know why. It's kind of a major part of the use of it. Because you can like turn... Imagine you've got like egg pawns. There's two sets of the blue blocks. The top set is, you know, solid. The bottom set is the see-through ones, which aren't solid. You can... If you've got egg pawns there, then it's going to be a bit difficult to get through. And you have the... You have the cube. You can do... You can start it up and go cube, and it will go. And obviously the one at the top will then become transparent, and the one at the bottom will become solid. So then all the egg pawns will then fall down to the lower layer. You can use it literally again, and then they'll just go, and it'll flick again, and then they'll go, oh crap, and then they'll just fall to the depths, and you won't have to deal with it. Resident SD, are you really asking for rationality from the Sonic community? I don't fancy your chances there. Every single time I've asked for rationality from the Sonic community, I've been derided for it, so I don't particularly care at this point, Resident SD, in all honesty. Cube doesn't go Resident SD, it doesn't. Laser doesn't go unts either, it goes ching 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 ching. There you go. But hey, what you gonna do? What you gonna do? Johnny says Batman as Prime Minister. I hate to say this, he already is Prime Minister. It's well known Batman Cameron goes out at night. It's actually... In fact, many people in the streets are commenting right now about the goddamn coalition. So he is the Batman, it's well known. What you don't know is that Boris Johnson's Robin.
Oh, what an image.
I've got you, boy. I have you, boy wonder.
Why, but you may well have, but... I have at least 2 weeks left to be able to formulate a response. Naturally, it's not what I would have wanted to do before, but at the very least, we can be reassured that Whiff Waff is coming home to Gotham City.
Deep as Spike sound cool. Yeah, it just allows you to go pretty much everywhere. Yeah, Spike makes you go everywhere, it just is awesome. Dark Gun, please, for us to build the TF2 top, which is a bit difficult when we're doing a show. There we go. Oh, Batman for a circus clown. They're all miserable clowns. T-Bird in that article, so I don't understand what that's about, if that's the one I'm talking about. Apparently Gavin took the drill music off of YouTube, it's pretty clean. Technically I could probably take a better one. Because all I would need to do is just do capture, very specific capture of the drill segment. I could probably swear. Oh, the theme for SOS 2011 should apparently be the drill music. Dreadnoughts! The sound of things hitting. Sonic 4 Episode 2 to have unts.
I'll run it past Ken below for you. How about that? Well, I'm not allowed to use my own PC. No. Not in this time of, you know, awesome stuff. Let's have some music. Music makes the world go round, don't you know? Yeah. We'll have Cabin Escape from Hedgehog Heaven. As apparently we're getting very, very close to the time when they'll be launching the Sonic 1 remix project. So we're almost there, apparently, according to Lion Tamer. So I will have to find out some details from Lion Tamer, from DJ Pretzel as well. I will email them and ask them for more details. They'll keep me informed anyway, because they always do this. LOL connection. LOL, well, the few connections I have. So we'll have from Icy Guys Can't Escape. And then we'll have something else as well. You're playing the club. Oh, because you know who did the music for the club? Richard. Yeah, the music for the club. Which, again, like I say, it's this very oh, I swear this
never charged.
A Charles Jakes, yes. Oh, he doesn't give us any tracks. Damn you! Well, we'll see if we can find a track from the club. So we'll go with it for now. You're listening to Radio Redux, where, you know, we do things.
I like how people were going, you know, on Halloween. Yeah, we can have the Mystic Mansion and, you know, all the other ones times other than Halloween. But that was what you were listening to, and it was Mystic Mansion from Sonic Heroes, the second Sonic Heroes track of the day, in fact. Before that, we had the nice fan art mix, as any way you can really call it, of It Doesn't Matter, which was from Sonic and the Black Knight. Sonic and the Black Knight? Yeah, it's what it's like. You had Julian K was waking up for that, and then you had the Icy Guy with Cavern Escape. Loads of fun. Alright, Gavi has provided us with a track, Warzone, in fact, from the club. So we'll have that later, because apparently the FTP for a regular stake is all screwy. Screwy driver. Actually, I need Becky back at the moment, because there's other stuff to discuss. I can't need her back, because we need her sound effects. Please get your questions in. Start getting your questions in now for Q&A UK. Also, remember you can also give a question over to Blake or Echo. Anything at all. You ask it, we'll endeavour to answer it. Just PM me with those particular questions. Scar says, I want to hear / see the cutscenes from Colours. I must see them. The anticipation is deadly. Well, let me see what I can do. Let me get approved first. LOL approval. LOL approval. Anyone else doesn't need approval apparently, but I do. In a case. What? We barricade the door. We didn't do it last year for a very good reason. We're not doing it around here.
No, last year
anyway, because there's other stuff. That's an idea. But it's not our own community, but Blackjack. Anyway,
I said jaded, not jaded.
What? What Jay did? When did you do this?
I don't know.
Anyway, because somebody else was over. One of the other bits of news. A certain person was over, didn't they? And he's over currently. He's in the UK. He's in London. I'm waiting for when Blake's to elbow his drink on the desk. but yes, the most wonderful person, that is Jinaka Esquire, is here. He's here, he's got an iPhone, he's taking photos. What more could you ask of a Japanese tourist? But yeah, he's here, he's over at the Eurogame Expo. He had a thing yesterday. No idea what it was. I didn't know. I know what's going on because I wasn't there. Do you want to go? Like,
yeah.
And I didn't ask him like I wanted to go or anything. Sega were there. I was like, who's? I actually wonder who's doing that because I have no idea who's actually at the Eurogamer Expo. It's like, it's odd because you would have thought they'd have inquired or ran past and said, "We're doing all this." Yudneka's in London. Why didn't anyone tell me? You lying sod! You had a photo taken with him, didn't you? Oh, you're not going to get fooled in that, Gabby. You've been tweeting about it, so... Hogfather says, I want to hear what Roger Rabbit sounds like when he isn't being chased by Darth Vader. I think you've mixed up your very strange and very vivid dreams of reality once again, Hogfather. But yes, he was over, and he was advertising that game. I don't know what it was called. It was Ivy the Kiwi.
Kiwi.
There's a Sonic Rex household thing now that when everyone says the word
Kiwi,
it has to be followed by that. In increasing highness and mock cuteness. All together now. 1, 2, 3.
Kiwi.
See. Yuji Naka is in town with his son Dave. With son Dave. That's how awesome he is. He gave birth to a TV station. Isn't it pronounced with a question mark by GameSpot? That's a mark. I must have missed that. No, it's pronounced in capital letters if it's GameSpot. Because everything they do is, of course, is today on the spot.
Kiwi.
King Kong.
Do not make fun of kiwis. We weren't. We were celebrating kiwis. I think you were mocking kiwis. You're going to sue the hedgehog, who apparently is a kiwi in disguise.
I don't like the
kiwi.
Ivy the Kiwi Fruit. As I said to Echo Hawk the other day, Ivy and Kiwis is the worst garden centre ever. That's all they stock. He still owes us for Sonic 06. Didn't he leave Sonic 06? I seem to recall. Just saying. Apparently I did the today just the right time as Sonic Drive began. Awesome. Kiwis taste great, especially if you fry them. And stuff them with hedgehogs. Of course, Nakazan then came out and said that he would love to do a Dreamcast 2, at which point my head just went, ah. God! It's not gonna happen! You know how you could make us do a Dreamcast 2? You could go back in time and make the first one profitable! Make it a success! Because, you know, we were gonna... As a platform person, Sega couldn't make the Dreamcast work against the PlayStation, the Nintendo 64/ GameCube, and the original Xbox. What makes you think we could make a Dreamcast 2 work against the 360, the PS3, the Wii, the DS going into 3D, Apple stuff, iPhone products, and Steam? What makes you think if we couldn't do it against the three of them, what makes you think we could now do it against about seven? Yeah. It's just like, oh god, no, it's not gonna happen. Much like if you go back in time and just go back in time and make Shenmue not do £8 billion worth of money, or whatever it was. As much as I'd love to see it. Why don't you do this? Like, well, why don't you stop making the Yakuza games and make something else? Well. To start, you're complaining about the game that's already been out for a year, so it's had a bit difficult to stop doing that. Oh well. I'd love to see more stuff. That's about what you're gonna do. What are you gonna do? Anyway, we've got some questions in, I think. Can you play the Sonic CD boss music Japanese version and work that sucker to death, this Scar? We can try. This 3DS is nothing more than a port house for old stuff, and those people would notice. Is that Kid Icarus game a port then? I kind of failed to notice. I must have failed to note that. It's like their port houses. Isn't that like every console now, though, except your PlayStation? Which then they sort of forget about and try and fix it later on to very minimal success. maybe we can have a CD USB later. I'll keep that up there. Anil Vanato says, what is with the counting up people on making A and B's of Shadow using Linkin Park songs? Because it's much easier to find a Linkin Park song than it is a My Chemical Romance song, I'm guessing. And the songs are more sort of angsty. Yeah, I mean, if you don't think of Linkin Park, I mean, quite a few of the songs go with Shadow's character. How about a break? I guess what we'll do. What I've Done. That's quite well as well. Hey, what you gonna do? What you gonna do? Hey, got to know this thing. Fast Beat says Food and Life Cost. I knew he was gonna say that. Then you could just said it in the other one. It's 5 years or so since my SSR days. Crikey, that's almost as long as it takes to get a Sonic Cow show done. Ooh! Feel the burn. Incidentally, we'd like to say congratulations to B-Man for being in the chat room. Because he's already lost two lives the other day. If he's on Emerald Coast, by all means go to emeraldcoast.co.uk, not to be confused with the other Emerald Coast. All that jazz. Don't get confused. But yeah, B-Man lost two lives the other day. He got chucked into a volcano by T-Bird. Twice, yeah. So, boo T-Bird, everyone. Throw things at him. Throw things at him which are cuddly and that you can then give to the main. Is what I was saying. Hogfather says, oh for God's sake, in the TSS First for Figures news topic, someone has posted a comment about his idea for a Sonic and Little Mermaid video game idea. See, we don't get that on Eon, mainly because our members are pretty much, on the whole, not bonkers. On the whole, it's, you know, if you don't like drama or stupidity, or at least idiotic stupidity, I suppose, come join Eon. Awesome. I think I'm going to ask, how cute is this? To Echo, he says. What is it all? It looks especially like some sort of bird. God knows what it is. I think some sort of Pokemon's.
Pokemon.
I can't actually zoom in on that. I don't know why.
She'll be here in a minute. She shot me though.
She shot you?
She shot the messenger, so it's kind of hurting at the moment. So. It's a massive bullet wound in my stomach.
You've got a massive bullet wound?
Yeah.
Well, get out of the way.
Can't help that.
Hang on. The question is, Echo, how cute is this? This being this. Pokemon, isn't it?
Kind of neutral.
You're neutral to it.
Yep.
You're neutral to it. Okay. You're going now then, yeah?
Yep.
It doesn't bring much to the Sonic Rex experience, but it's, but without her it would be, you know, less expensive. Wouldn't have as many hedgehog avatars, you know.
That's what we all need.
Right, I need to address this right now. Voice. Wow. Ever had one of those moments when you realise the people you hang around with are just amazingly weird? Would you like an answer to that? Poor B-Man. B-Man's like, what, they threw me in a volcano? Yeah, they did. They did. Lean Emerald Coast. We're actually talking, it's all Dreadnoughts and T-Bird's fault, it's well known. Blake, are you going to buy a box of earplugs for AUK and Echo when Ram comes to the UK? Which is not that loud. I'm trying to help you out of this. We're having the whole place
soundproofed.
Because, you know.
Singing.
Terrible singing. Also, it's well known fact that Round the Dragon is incredibly ticklish. And if you even sort of brush against her side, she just sort of squeals.
And all those Yoshi noises.
Yoshi! That's just going to drive us nuts. Yes, yeah, so we'll definitely need earplugs for that. Yeah, definitely. Can't be anything else that would require earplugs being required. Stop grinning. There's. Farsi says there won't be any call-ins tonight, guys. Okay. Did anyone read my Wisp comic that was on EC? It says Hogfather and. I'm guessing. Unfortunately, this is being bad. Ow! That's cold. that's cold. Obviously, it made me laugh. Aww, Hogfather. God's sake. Radio Sega just care. All Radio Sega care about now is what's going on the next show. Can you play the Sonic 3 Riders theme? No, because what I thought was the Sonic Riders theme isn't the Sonic Riders theme. So, which I will go into probably in about a couple of months when I can go into it, but no, I'm not going to play the Sonic 3 Riders theme. And I'm still working on the Dance Sonic Colors theme. Trying to get Japan to understand whether or not, you know, like, well, but I want to play it on this. Like, yeah, it's because the goddamn approval system, yeah. So that's the problem, it's the goddamn. replace it for Batman, the approval system.
Batman is the approval system, he's just there stamping his nose.
Mm. Yes. Batman's actually the head of Sonic Team.
I told you, put in more dash pads. Where's Knuckles? He used to be back. He used to be cool.
The hour for which people have been waiting for centuries.
Yeah, I'm still working on the elephant. This is your old gits. How do you stroke his merch kitty? Is that a euphemism for something? Yes, M-Tails. Why does Big get so much flack? Because he is. He used to be a World War II pilot and flew over enemy lines. So enemy lines and was fired upon by anti-aircraft guns. That's why he got so much flack. I'm glad Jay got that. Anyone else who got that gets kudos, okay? Big kudos. As anyone who's actually bothering to listen still, of course.
1400 feet, still looking very good.
Yeah. No reason to bother you.
The hour for which people have been waiting for centuries.
I'm rather glad for you, actually. But no one got the flack thing apart from you, Jay. I'm pleased you did. I'm pleased you appreciated the gag. Historical joke.
Lol.
Historical jokes are lol. This is a stupid flack joke. The stupid flack joke was a stupid person who couldn't get it. Big story is the best part of SA's empire. No, it's not!
No, he's not.
He really isn't.
Rocky! Rocky, do I look like a cop? Where is Froggy? Tell me where Froggy is. Tell me.
Froggy versus the Joker. Oh, it needs to happen.
The hour for which people Froggy. Have been waiting for centuries.
Froggy is an 1170.
Froggy!
Hey, gave you big VA. I'll soon be SBO's new VA. It's I was annoyed actually, because I would have so actually gone for that. Honestly, because Big is great, he's the best, for he is a cat, and cats know more things than people. But therefore, Blaze must be infinitesimally better than Big. But Deepus is Catman.
Catman do.
Why cats, Mr. B? Because I am a cat. Why haven't you seen this before? 1400 feet, still looking very good. Swooping out from the sky. I'm just gonna look for as big now as Batman. Oh god. Who would that make Scarecrow?
I don't know.
Oh, Big is greater than Blaze as D'Artagnan, I know.
Froggy!
Catman, Froggy. I still see you with this dream. Froggy, you increased Froggy tonight, brother. See, how old do frogs live? Because Froggy's been around for like 10, 11, maybe 12 years now. That's damn old for a frog. Have we seen Froggy moving about for a while? I think Big just carrying about this dead frog, slowly decomposing.
You're a taxidermist. Froggy's looking bad. Can you make him feel bad?
Scarecrow is the Sonic community. The entire Sonic community is Scarecrow.
Tell me your fears.
Froggy!
That's all you need to do. Froggy is a frog with a tail, remember, he gets 700 more years of life attached to him. Wow, that's very specific. Not if he gets run over and takes a square, not really. Froggy, why do you smell so bad? Hey, Crow! Get away from that! Stop pecking! Oh, Froggy, your eyes come out!
Froggy is a transformer, and he turns into a motorbike in Sonic and Sega World Cars Racing. He can kill us all!
Don't make Froggy angry! You won't like him when he's angry!
Froggy,
the big show. Well, it's the big show. It's the big bad catch. That's what we're gonna do. Someone needs to draw Big versus Kevin. Please don't love me. Love himself to death. Just me, man.
Certainly. I still think Joker versus Big Cat needs to be done in a very, very serious, very, very serious way. Yeah, so now on to the weather and the stock market. Yeah. Well, it doesn't mean that it's laughing so much, it's actually Blake. It's good thing, it's going to make me cry. It's a very crap thing in Broken, I think it's much better thing.
Coleman trying to win England.
I know, it's just wrong. Big versus Joker, somebody please draw this as a comic, like, now. The Big Show, this needs to happen.
Yeah.
A version of Crank It Up sung by Big.
That's what makes sense.
Anyway.
That was so cool.
Let's have a look on... We've still got, you know, some time left. Go on Eon and see if somebody's left any questions. I don't think they have. Gar says, have you actually heard the Free Rider Speed? Does it compare to the awfulness of Ungravity Bike? The awesomeness of Ungravity Bike? I reserve comment on that. You know the VAs, you must do a blog update when you get the Psy approval. Actually, I don't know the VAs now. I don't know the VAs besides the three we've got. And trying to get approval to say their names is quite something.
I think
basically, if you can imagine when this came out, I've been trying to get approval and even knowledge of their names since then. Weekly. Going on and on and on about it, and I'm got nowhere. So I honestly don't think we'll actually hear who they are anytime soon. Which is really sad. So it's not my fault. I have asked. Many, many times. You want to joke how Froggy, why so serious? What? Roger saying his new mascot is Big. Big Sega coming soon. Is that the set? Yeah, no, we've already had Big News, and then we've got Big Sega. What? Anyway, what's this? Gar sends me a video link. Could be many things. Yeah, I know what it is. We'll have that later. We'll close out on Sonic CD Japanese.
I need a pen knife.
Yeah, I just need everything.
So the CD in Japan.
I know, but I'll just have that. Good enough
for me now.
Good enough for you, it's good enough for me, it's good enough for two, that's what it's gonna be, okay? Do you the European announcer for Solid Colors, says Jolly? Do you know who the European announcer a voice for Sonic Colors is, I'm guessing that means. I don't know. No one I know. Drill! It's actually me. Maybe I can do... Oh, next week, maybe we can do the entirety of the chat room rundown in the Sonic Colors voice actor style. Actually, I'll do something I have seen. I don't see something I have seen. And that's the character renders for Free Riders, and I'm wondering when we're going to get to reveal those. But I have seen them, and they're in obviously what people are seem to be terming Unleashed style. And for some of the characters, which is really interesting. So hopefully we'll get a chance to see those at some point. So that's not an announcement of an announcement. That's an announcement of something existing, which is a bit different. Because we can't do that anymore because, you know, one person said we couldn't, so then to Eon and beyond. No, wait, just to Eon. I've had notes from her in weeks, by the way. There's been a big gap in the show. Questions. We have had questions. Done that.
spin.
What are the odds of the RRC can go a whole show about one, using the phrase summer of blank, or two, naming of random pairings? Well, if we hadn't mentioned those, we probably got away with the first one, actually. And if I hadn't said anything, we probably got away with the second one either, actually. It's a spin. So,
I'm
using
Ivan Arthur
and I'll say what's this. Yeah. I think Ivan Arthur will just stay. Bird flu X, and it would be bird flu X blank, blank X blank 2 X blank 3, bird flu X blank 1 X blank 2, and that, and so on and so forth. Dark Unknowns, if you had a superpower, what would it be and how would you use slash abuse it? I would be able to stop time and I'd do whatever goddamn hell I like.
You mean like Burner's Watch style?
Burner's Watch style, that was an awesome show. You noticed it stopped when he started becoming a teenager? I'm just saying that, I'm just dragging it out of there. As soon as, he became a teenager, it stopped, because then he thought of what other stuff he could do. Oh yeah. Yeah.
Someone like that hurt.
Crisis.
Crisis!
I think the Joker's left some sort of Joker venom out or something because he's laughing her ass off. Not even the army of the dead. Put the zombies down, woman. Instance. Are you confused by my random questions? Says Dark Unknown. No! We encourage random questions, that's the whole point of this segment of the show. If so, then my semi-diabolical plan is working.
Semi-diabolical plan,
you know. Fail. Magnus Garcant says, Milord AUK, Milady Echo Hawk, and the Court Jester Draco.
Pain,
instead of
C.
Hmm?
Pain, instead of C.
Draco. I was thinking it was a combination of Blake and Draco to make Draco. What would your personal heraldry be?
Personal heraldry?
I'm trying to deduce what it is, because it's like my personal heraldry. I mean, what to talk about is like my shield, a coat of arms, or what? I know what the either one is. I'm guessing the hill one would involve a hill. the either one's interesting because you've actually got a apple tree on a hill which has golden apples and it has a snake around it. It's a tree with a snake around it. So I'm guessing that's an allusion to Eve. Obviously, it's maybe Eva. Dylan, I'm guessing, involves a spaced out rabbit from the Magic Roundabout. Far out now. How is that? How much of Sonic Colors have you played? Is the voice of Cubebot as funny as it sounds? It should be. Yeah, it's funny. Don't mind the cutscenes, but. So Sega finally released Sonic Adventure DLC, and I'm loving every minute of it. Can I hope for a similar release for SA2, or does Fat Mage Easy Port make that a good stream? See previous action on that. Teleku says, you know the song in the Earthbound series can actually be found in Japanese elementary school books.
No, I did not know that, I think.
No, I did not. Add one to the Did You Knows.
Yes.
List. That's it. Any more for any more?
Yes, that's the same thing.
If this is the same thing, it's not going to be played.
Oh,
yeah,
look
okay. Look, I said we ain't going to play it at the end of the show, Scar. Shut up. Any more work on the Colours soundtrack? I've mentioned the Colours soundtrack a couple of times today already. Go back and listen to the show.
I think that is really AUK. I'm not sure what some really AUK and gods do. He's big in free rides with Gary. I'm not sure to tell you.
I can't remember.
Who he is or he isn't. Now I'm still going to get the colors fixed. Dreamcast was awesome because it was pushed nearly as hard as PS2 and Xbox. Well, I'm guessing that Microsoft and Sony probably had more money than Sega did. Probably why they had a bigger marketing and advertising budget. Yep. Time to stop thinking about going. I'm guessing we'll be playing, you know, the Sonic CD Japanese talk to the US one. We know! We know! Where is it?
Whoops.
Where is it? It's not there! Where's the boss music? We haven't got... How have we not got this?
Ask yourself that.
The tracks are there. Click CD, Japan. Retro will save. I hope. Let's have your retro down now. Ooh, it's not, is it? Just play drill instead, apparently, we should do. There we go, we got it after all, that's the fun. Makes no sense, there we go. Anyway, so we've got that. I knew Sonic Retro must have it. We'll have that, and then we'll also have... oh, the club, yes, you're quite right, we need to play the club. So, we've got Warzone from the club, and that's well done. We'll have that followed by the club, and then it'll be straight into the wonderment that is Blast Beat's non-phone mix, because it's not a phone mix apparently, but something else. I don't know. You tell me, kids. I've been at Jane GK.
I'm wondering it.
And we will see you next week for more fun and shenanigans. And our third DJ keeps popping in and out. But. See you later.